him. I believe it's the last Sunday of the month. Last Sunday of the month. So come on down and be with us. Close out March. Going to close out the first quarter of the year. Amen. Strong in the Lord. And looking forward to a new season. We already in a new season, but looking forward to a greater months ahead and be with the Lord. And amen. And truly, truly, we are blessed. Amen. Be mindful also of Easter service coming up. Easter service is coming up. So let's prepare for that. Let's invite us, get a chance to go back out and hit the streets here real soon. And amen, reach out to the lost men and women. We go out and pass out flyers. Amen. Let's promote him. Promote the church. Tell somebody else about Jesus. Amen. And so let's do that and get our this new season started off in the right way. Amen. And truly, we believe in God for a great, great, great move of God. And amen, men and women coming to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. So we making plans to be with us as we have done through the years. Amen. We've going out in the train station. Jimmy and Mark, you guys have gone with us. Brother Burrell, we go out, amen, hitting the streets, amen, and throughout East New York, passing out flyers, amen, putting them on doors. And so we looking forward to what God's going to do. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you. You mean when we go out, you mean? You mean when we go out? Yeah, like a mighty army, amen. Where y'all folks from? We're from the church over on Ashford Street. A mighty army, amen, representing Christ. And so he was saying that perhaps we can even get shirts together and go out as a team, amen, and reaching out for the lost. So everybody see throughout the neighborhood, hey, I saw a man around the corner with that same shirt on. Yeah, we're from the same church. And I saw that lady with that same shirt on. Yeah, from the same. Place. So yeah, we can try to recoup that. We have our ways we can do that. Amen. We've been wanting to do some things like that. And shirts and cups and mugs, pins, various things to where you can advertise the church more. Amen. Through various ways. And so let's do that. Amen. Put that on the checklist. How's that? Amen. And so probably put the church logo and the church information. Amen. And truly, that'll be a blessing. Actually, Jimmy was talking about various contests and various things. And so perhaps that could be one of the things, too, with using that T-shirt. As a prize. Amen. Well, bring the most people get a free T-shirt. How's that? A free cup and a free... whatever the case may be, cups or pens, Lord knows, amen. So thank you, Jimmy. We'll try to get that put together, amen. And so we're looking forward to the greater season in Christ. And so we encourage you again, those tuning in, I believe we're live now. And so we encourage you to just tuning in to us. We encourage you to join us, 334 Ashford Street this weekend, and then the resurrection services as well. Let's come have a good time in the Lord, amen. Perhaps we'll do another song here as we before we continue on in our service. We stand to our feet one more time on page 155. A song called "Oh, I Want to See Him." Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Amen. How many looking forward to seeing Jesus one day? Amen. Truly, 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 we are blessed. Amen. God has a place prepared for us. Amen. Church, let that be our desire and our goal to see him one day. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, appointing souls to Calvary through the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, I look upon his face, yeah. I'm there to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares are past, home at last, never to rejoice. A winning service for my feet, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him, and he will give me light. A Satan's stance may vex my soul from the charts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, he's on every time. Oh, I want to see him, I look upon his face, there. I'm there to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all past, hope at last, heaven. Winning valley, from the mountain high. And behold, my Savior's there, leading in the fight. With a tender hand outstretched for the valley low. And guided me, I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see him, I look upon. Oh, there to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares are past, home at last, heaven to rejoice. Oh, when before me billows climb from the mighty deep. And the Lord directs my heart, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love him. Oh, I want to see, oh, I want to see him. Look upon, there to see forever, there to see forever. Of his saving grace, on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all past, home at last, yeah. One more time, oh, I want to see, oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares are past, come at last, ever to rejoice. Praising church today, let there be your desire, your prayer to see the Lord Jesus Christ today. Say, God, I want heaven to be my home. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there. Amen. To serve him, to love him. Keep it in the forefront of your mind, brothers and sisters, today. Seek his face tonight. Hold on out to the desire to be with them forevermore. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated today. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Again, we're glad to have the broadcast up and running now, too. And so for those watching online, welcome, welcome. Again, we had a power issue here just minutes ago, but we're thankful we're up and running. Thank God for that. And those watching online, we want to remind you again to share it out. Share out the videos. Share it out with your friends, your loved ones on your Facebook page. Hit that word share on there, and it'll go to your feed. Amen. To where your friends can be a part of the service as well. And again, perhaps God will touch their hearts and inspire them, no doubt, to want to live for him. Say, hey, I want to go to that same place where they go and be a part of that church. And not only that, but again, to get the word of God, put some good news in your news feed. And then we also have our YouTube page as well. Those watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. Again, copy the link, share it out to your friends and loved ones. Many of you get the WhatsApp link. Again, chance to do it today, but the WhatsApp link, you get a chance to copy it and paste it in there and let people come on in, whether they see it now or later, amen. And so many of you watch through WhatsApp when we have our online Bible studies and online services as well. So we encourage you to do that. Podcast, various ways to receive the broadcast, various ways to get the word of God. In any way, however, whenever, amen, you can get the word of God. 24/7, it's available through these social platforms here. And we're thankful for, again, to be able to get the gospel out. And so continue to support that, be a part of that. Amen. And we continue to pray with us as it grows to reach a greater audience for the Lord. Amen. This time, she's going to sing us unto the Lord.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire. Strong in mind.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that mighty name. Amen. The name that is above every name, brothers and sisters, today, the name Jesus. Amen. Demons fear and run at that mighty name. Amen. The name that is above all names. He's saying it's a strong and mighty tower. The righteous run into it and they're safe. Thank God for the mighty name of Jesus. When you're in trouble, call on Jesus. Amen. When you need a touch, his name is what we call on. Amen. Dial J-E-S-U-S. And truly, truly, he will answer today. We're thankful for, again, our loving Lord and Savior today. We want to draw your attention this evening for a few minutes here. For a few minutes here this evening to the Word of God. Here, I'm going to cover the book of Hebrews. How's that? Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 is we'll use as our main Bible reading. It'll kick off the thought here this evening. The Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. He said, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. He said, for if we are sinned willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. He said, but a certain fearful looking for judgment, for of judgment and fiery indignation shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he that thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sacrificed an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Capture that thought here today. The last verse I'm going to give you, reread it. The Bible says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, or of the living God. Amen. So we want to use this to give it a title this evening, about a message to fear, a message of fear, or to fear, or godly fear, godly fear. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening. We thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for this opportunity to come and no doubt to worship you and hear your word and assemble one more time together. God, to receive of you, Lord, this evening. God, we pray that you speak, God, to every heart, every soul. God, we pray, God, that your word will find a lodging place, God, and draw us nearer to thee, oh God, we pray. We pray for the one not saved. We pray for the one that needs the Holy Spirit. We pray for those that need a touch from you, God, this evening. Whatever the need is, Lord, we know that you're more than able to meet it. God, we pray that you'll bless, God, the remainder of our service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A message to fear, godly fear. Godly fear. We think about fear in itself. There's two types of fear in the Bible. One is a godly fear, the reverence for God, or reverence for God. And then there's a fear, to run away from, a fear of what people may do to you if you do not serve or not obey God. Obey God, I should say. I was reminded of, what do you mean by that? And many times there, especially in these days, they were threatened not to live for Christ. They were threatened to denounce Christ. They were threatened to be put in jail. And so they had a choice whether to fear what the government had to say or whether they were going to fear the God of heaven. I like what Peter said. He said, I'd rather obey God than man. You think about it, even in some nations where the Christians are being persecuted, or people, again, we saw a lot of this during the Iraq war, where people were being beheaded and they had to denounce commit to Allah and all these different things and denounce Christ. And naturally, the fear of dying, many perhaps would do that. The Bible even talks about that in the book of Revelation, how that, again, many will be beheaded
beheaded because they failed to denounce the Antichrist. They failed to denounce Christ, I should say, and instead of worshiping the Antichrist, if you please. So there's two types of fear, and so they fear. God enough to say, you know what? I love Jesus. I love the Lord. I don't care what government may say. I don't care what people may do. I love God enough to where I fear him. I was reading another article. It says here, first, fearing the Lord will give you wisdom. In another place, it talks about the beginning of wisdom. A second, fearing the Lord will keep you from sin. It's another one of the things that fear will do. And thirdly, it will fearing the Lord will motivate you to even evangelize. How's that? And so there's some things that, again, one writer had written about fear. There's power in fear as well. If you think about it, fear, again, many times, again, the body's made this way to where adrenaline begins to kick in. People can do awesome things when, again, things kick in their lives. But we want to focus in on these types of fear, these two that we're looking at. One is to fear God, and one is to, again, not to fear God. Run to God or run away from God. And so we look at this. The Bible tells us back in Hebrews 10. It tells us, he says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without a wavering. And really in that, for the believer. For the believer, you know what? It was something that caused you to come to Jesus. Something that would cause a man to say, I want to be saved. Something that would cause a woman to say, I want to be born again. I know that I don't want to lose my soul. I don't want to die without Christ. I don't want to die lost eternally. And so naturally these things, I want to be forgiven. I'm tired of the way that I'm living my life. And it would drive one to begin to say, I want to live for Jesus. And so along the way, however, again, he warned us here in Hebrews. He says, be careful because, again, the enemy will try to get you to start wavering and starting doubting God. Again, and so he says we must provoke one another to good works. He said, assemble ourselves together. We assemble ourselves together in verse 25 as the manner of some is. Again, because we see the day approaching. A day in which no doubt we will have to stand before God. We have to give an account for each of our lives. Have to give an account whether it's the rapture of the church. Through the rapture of the church, we will no doubt live, no doubt, for that day to come. But if that doesn't happen in our lifetime, one day we will die and have to stand before the Lord. And so he says that we do what? We begin to fear because we see the day approach him. We see, no doubt, we want to make sure your life is in order. Your house is in order. Your soul is ready to meet God. And so we look at this today about godly fear. The Bible says if we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, in verse 26, he says there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. And so somewhere along the line, the enemy would tell us that, again, sin is no big deal. Sin will not hurt you. Sin will not destroy you. But the Bible says, and so it causes men and women to willfully live this way, to willfully and say, God, I don't care what your word says. I don't care what the Bible may say. I'm going to live how I want to live. I'm going to do how I want to do. And I'm going to do the things that I want to do. And on and on and on. And so there's a lack of fear for God, a reverence for God, lack of fear for his word and what he said in his word. But the Bible tells us here today, we should not be this way. Amen. We should not be this way, but we must serve and trust in and obey the word of Almighty God. He said, after you receive the knowledge of the truth, he said, there remaineth no more sacrifice.